WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
A batch of Judy Garland movie musicals has just been released on DVD, and our classical music critic, Lord Schwartz, suggests it would make perfect summertime viewing. He says that even in the most lightweight of her films, she provides something deeper. Here's Lloyd's review.
I could go on singing till the cars come home. Then the rooster starts to crow, crow, crow. When I see your eyes, I go.
Although people weren't exactly aware of it at the time, Judy Garland's life story was taking place on screen. Audiences were watching her, identifying with her as she was growing up. From The Wizard of Oz, with its great anthem of innocent longing over the rainbow, to A Star is Born 15 years later, with its more grown-up anthem of erotic disappointment, The Man That Got Away, both with music by Harold Arlen. In between came the infinitely charming piece of nostalgia, Vincent Minnelli's Meet Me in St. Louis, his love letter to Garland at the beginning of their personal relationship. Who could resist Minnelli's loving technicolor recreation of turn-of-the-century St. Louis, the color fully restored on the spectacular new DVD, or the memorable songs by Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine? But it's Garland who gives the film its third dimension, its emotional honesty and depth. Whether in the exuberant trolley song, or the wistful The Boy Next Door, or in the achingly poignant Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Garland, more than almost any other singer, revealed both her extreme vulnerability and her determination not to be defeated by it. Feelings a lot of people shared in 1944.
Someday soon we all will be together. It's the fates of love. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow.
Along with Meet Me in St. Louis, Warner Brothers has also just released DVDs of four other early Garland films, each of which gives her at least one chance to shine. In Ziegfeld Girl, released in 1941, Hedy Lamarr, Lana Turner, and Garland play three aspiring Broadway showgirls. Garland is the youngest and the most experienced. The best thing in Ziegfeld Girl isn't a big production number, but an old song Garland sings at her audition for Ziegfeld.
I'm always chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like all my dreams ending in the sky. Some fellows look.
For Me and My Gal is from 1942, but the era is World War I. It was Gene Kelly's film debut, after creating the title role in Pal Joey on Broadway. The movie is rather unpleasant. The Kelly character deliberately injures himself so he can't be drafted. But his very first number with Garland is completely delightful.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going. And for weeks they've been sewing. They've been sewing something old and something new, so something that is blue, so they can make a trousseau for my gal. They're congregating for me and my gal. Look here, why, that's the parson waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home for two.
Or three.
Or four.
Or five.
Or maybe more. Love land for me and my gal.
Still noticeably missing from the current catalog of Garland DVDs are Easter Parade, the only film she made with Fred Astaire, her best film with Gene Kelly, The Pirate, and Summer Stock, in which she does her iconic Get Happy, another Arlen song. Just out on DVD, though, is Garland's very last film from 1963, the underrated I Could Go On Singing, a classy soap opera that also draws heavily on the Garland legend, the conflict between career and private life, a question of child custody, even her appearance at the London Palladium. The score is an eclectic mix of standards by Schwartz and Dietz and Kurt Weill and Ira Gershwin, with a disappointing title song by Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg, and new material by her longtime music director, Mort Lindsay. Garland sells them all in a powerful way. For all her personal and professional disappointments, a few years before her premature death, she was still embarking into very promising new territory.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed new DVDs of films starring Judy Garland, released by Warner Brothers and MGM.